Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
I know.
Oh, wow. This tastes like shit.
No, it's not a bad little seltzer. It's nice and sour. I like that.
Oh, it's like the world's worst splice.
Okay, well, don't name it.
I didn't name it.
Have we started?
Yeah. Sure.
Can I please say something on behalf of the listener?
Yep.
What's the gritty?
We don't know what the gritty is.
You're always talking about the gritty. Maybe 40 times per episode. Oh, imagine if this character we were talking about did the gritty. You did the gritty. Oh, my God. Imagine if at the end of this riff it goes back to gritty. Jordan, I googled gritty.
Can we get someone in here to hit the gritty right
Jordan,
now?
Jordan, this is your cue.
Jordan, please come in here and hit
the thought that hit it the was gritty like for a Tom. Troll of like way to make fun
You've
of
it. Here we go.
Hitting that gritty, baby.
That's the gritty, son.
Okay, the top of dance. And he's putting circles up to his eyes and he's doing and hopping along.
I would cut that because you're showing your age by saying that you don't know what
it is. Yeah. Well, leaving it in, brother.
I'm the youngest guy in the room. Other than you, left the room.
Yeah. But yeah, for a guy who's like pretty online, like
I've never seen
it. Never comes up.
Wow.
Like,
no. Who's.
You never had to celebrate anything?
I think it was Ja Morant does it a lot.
Oh really? Mm. Okay, so it's like it's a dance. That's
yeah, was it Fortnite? Before?
I think it's a Fortnite.
Oh, it's a Fortnite dance. Classic. Okay. And
then, did it start like there flossing. Or did it migrate over?
It always starts with some like 16-year-old kids in Atlanta who never get credit for it.
Yes.
And then backpack kid is fucking flossing at the Super Bowl, and everyone's like,
"Oh my god!"
He gets to meet Ryan Reynolds.
At the beginning of every floss is a terrible tale of discrimination.
Meeting Ryan Reynolds. Punishment.
That's what I think about when I see children celebrating. I think, oh,
some black kid should have got paid for this.
Probably was cultural appropriation.
It is.
Is meeting Ryan Reynolds a gift or a curse, bud?
For me, I mean, I'm going to shoot him one day.
You don't like Ryan?
I hate him.
I hate him so much. And
really?
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about like if he was in Dune, how like what that would do to me as a person.
So when you're going to sleep, you'd like to picture your most hated guy in different movies that you enjoy. how angry you'd be.
Yeah.
Imagine Ryan as Pikachu. Like,
well, you don't have to. He was Pikachu.
Yeah. That's why I came into my head. It's easy to imagine that one. You could watch that.
No, I think Deadpool was Pikachu.
Yes, I'm actually on your side now. I'm furious.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, that just happened.
Pikachu is not sarcastic. Pikachu is beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
he's beautiful and sweet.
The video games of Detective Pikachu, he sounds like a 50-year-old cop. Like he talks like Barjas or something. So it's like I saw the trailer and I was like, hell yeah, I can't wait to see which like you know they get like Nick Nolte to do his voice. I hope so. And it's like it's fucking Deadpool, man. And I just wanted to die.
Like, so that's what actually got you.
I think that kind of set it off.
Yeah, and then he could be anywhere.
My bad.
I don't know. And like he's just so like, you look at every Twitter post, it's always like him in like a shitty Christmas sweater with like fucking Jake Gyllenhaal and some other douchebag.
Yes.
And they're all just like, all right, everyone look like you're disappointed by your Christmas gift because we all got shitty fucking sweaters, and it's like this is the most staged thing in the world.
Yes,
fuck you. I'm sick of seeing your bullshit gin in every fucking movie. Like it's just so. Mm-hmm. Like if he was in Dune, they'd be like, "All right, before we attack Arrakis, why don't we have a swig of this delicious?"
This is Ryan so Reynolds indicative gin. Of like Studio 10 gets cancelled, and now you're watching like Ellen clips being like, "This isn't good comedy."
Exactly.
This is promoting a movie.
Yeah.
I told
what
you,
the hell?
It was going to leave a power vacuum in my algorithm that was going to ruin us all. You know, now I'm planning to like fucking whatever the guy did to John Lennon. I want to do that to him.
Mark Chapman.
Yeah, like I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm going to make a movie about a guy who kills Ryan Reynolds.
Mm.
We're going to cast Ryan Reynolds, and he's because he can't resist being in anything.
So yeah, I'm really thinking we're going to get Alec Baldwin into directing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Alec Baldwin him. I'm going to be like, wouldn't it be funny if I shot Ryan right now? Bang, 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 bang.
Did you read the court documents for that?
No, but he reload a clip and keep firing and be like, no, this one's blank. So just like, I'd empty four clips into it.
He was legit goofing, going like, wouldn't it be funny if I fucking shot you?
That's not like, true, right?
Dude, it's in the court documents. He was like goofing about it. He was, wouldn't it
did
be funny
you read that
funny?
Or did you hear Jordan saying that? Because Jordan told us that.
And then I was like, well, I reckon that's all the research I need to do.
He admitted he made that up.
Someone else told me that. No, he said it's true. Look, he's nodding.
He made it up.
He's lying. He's lying.
I heard that from that guy over there.
Can I say I heard that podcast episode where Jordan said that and said that he made it up?
Well, let's just say it's true. Life was better when it was true anyway.
Yeah, true Bostonian guy, like an Irishman. You were just like, of course, and you didn't even, you know,
I paint houses.
I imagine fucking. What's that fucking?
Oh, Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, that probably plays in your head.
Yeah. Constantly on a loop. We should mention this is the last ever episode of the Mug Off.
This is it.
Yeah. Exciting times. We've got a big special guest.
And this is crazy.
I feel like this is a bad way to kind
of. Crazy from my perspective. It's like, oh, you want to come on to promote your new YouTube special? I'm like, yeah, cool. Oh, by the way, it's the last one.
Dude, this one will get hell downloads. Yeah, it's actually like a good thing to promote. Yeah, okay. So if
we'll put Farewell episode before we put Tom Cashman, and we'll really drive the numbers, I think.
Pests on YouTube. Tom Cashman, pests.
Yeah, no.
Hit that in the old bar
for
there.
Sure. Can I ask what's happened? Why are we wrapping up? Jared, you just had a baby?
I just had a baby, yeah. So it's
beautiful baby
time. My, I guess, the commitments are elsewhere.
Yes.
And, you know.
So I guess, this show's a stepchild now.
Yeah. I've got to leave it, unfortunately.
We're like Kanye's first kid.
Yeah. I don't know. I just need the time. You know, like babies demand a lot of time. And I love doing the show, but it's like, 4 hours travel here to do 2 hours and then home and then another 5 during the week. So that's like 9 hours I just don't have anymore. So yeah, I had to call it. Also, you got some shit that you got to...
Yeah, I'm working on my own TV show.
Which is huge, you know. So
at the moment.
I think we both would be like, if your TV show turned out shit and I was never there for my kid, maybe we would regret it.
Maybe. I think you might regret it more than me. You know,
definitely, I would regret it more than me. Yeah, I might regret... the show any, but I would definitely regret not being around for my bubby. So I think it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love the medium. I definitely would do another podcast in the future. I love doing it. It's so sick. But
so it's not a rejection of podcasting. Duggan. What are your thoughts here?
I'm sweet, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just out here having fun.
Hell yeah.
Having a good time.
Yeah, it's sad, but don't be sorry it's gone. Be happy it happened.
Okay.
And, you know, all that shit that you would read on the back of a Hallmark card.
The messages are actually in the middle, Jared. They're on the back. That's where the price is.
Yeah, it just says Hallmark on the back.
If you were not promoting this episode, like your show on this episode, I would have just been like, let's just do like at the end of like early 2000 rap albums where like the last track is just shout outs. And so we all just like,
I got a few.
We all just have a verse.
Yeah. That's kind of what we have to do. I feel like
I brought some shout outs.
Jordan, can you get the instrumental for Nelly's Loving Me going?
Can we do that at the end of the ep, bud? Not all the way through now.
No, it's got to be the whole episode. We've already promoted Tom's show. We're done. Business is done. Now let's get to.
Oh man, I've got a big tit story I've been saving.
All right, wait up. We're going to, go tell the big what?
All right.
I'm actually
one group tonight.
You didn't think I would let the listeners go without one more big tit story. I got a good one. So I moved to DY, as you know. A lot of people know about DY. It's all apartments. So I got like an apartment next to me. I'm in an apartment, and there's an apartment across.
Oh God!
Are you describing apartments?
Yeah, no, he's describing the angles.
So I don't know if you've got that, but it's like it's apartments, and then there's more apartments, and then three apartment blocks.
Mm.
And so I walk up. I'm on the top floor, fourth story, and I go up like a set of stairs. And as you go up the stairs, there's a window that you can just see straight through the apartments. Like it's like a set of stairs, and then you got like a landing with a window, and then another set of stairs, and you go up the stairs. So
that's where you hang out for hours.
Yeah, it's like a courtroom.
Getting closer.
I don't know whose ring cam that is, but don't touch it.
Getting warmer.
Establishing the scene to a jury by sounds of things.
I'd deny all knowledge of this area.
So from once you get like two sets up, it has come to me, my attention, but also my wife's attention, that one of our neighbours is some 19-year-old chick with huge tits who has like a giant TV in their room, like dumb size, like 50 fucking or whatever. Like first share house, clearly, huge yep. TV in the room. She's always watching TV.
It's like double Ds for TVs over here.
It's great. And then she just walks
I
around.
I like that you've tried to change the attention to the fact that she has a big TV.
Well, originally that's what drew me in, Tom. I was just walking mind in my own. So I was like, Jesus, that's a big TV.
I want to get to the part where you figured out her age.
Exactly. Yeah.
19,
what she's watching.
That's just what I'm, yeah, that's what I'm guessing on the, you know, the Blue's Clues there up on the TV.
But she knows what the grid is.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
She for sure knows the grid.
So I was like, a few times with my wife, I've been like, yo, check it out. And like, she'll just be in her room getting changed with like a fucking another 19-year-old. Now, my question to you, Tom, as the show's resident peeping Tom.
Just my name's Tom and I have a bit about well, how it's uncomfortable. That actually makes me the least peeping Tom.
I think you're the most peeping Tom, I know. But so what would you say the length of time I'm allowed to...
Whatever it is, you exceeded it. Yeah. Yeah. I know that.
It's definitely not setting up a camera. Yeah. For the time you're at home.
You can't bring your own chair.
I think levels of pervertedness, like one way to measure that is, yes.
You're like a... You might be a peeping Tom. You're a leering Tom. You're a hanging out Tom.
Exactly.
A surveillance Sam, if you will.
I'm a get the chair Jerry. I'm going to be parked up here for a minute.
You're asking about how long you're allowed to look. I'm worried about how long you're allowed to go home and like wonder how long you're allowed to look. Like that's the relevant question. That's what you're doing.
Wishing upon a star.
Yeah, yeah. Fortnight after fortnight. Coming up with various excuses.
Because my thing is I've never stopped moving. Every time I've looked, I've never stopped moving. So I reckon okay. That's all right. Even though it could be said I have slowed down to a turtle pace at okay. times, yeah. I've never stopped moving. I've always been in motion.
So when you think you've got plausible
deniability. Moving your eyebrows.
I'm still moving.
Have you found yourself slowing your pace before you get to this area for plausible deniability should someone watch the whole thing?
I don't know.
There's the lawyer in your dog. I love it.
It's all such an instinct that like...
I reckon you walk slower up the whole stairs. Just yeah, so
that's because I'm unfit.
Yeah, there we go. And now you've got excuses.
Your Honour.
Yeah.
Oh, I was carrying the baby.
But like, it's just sort of a fun thing in our apartment. Like, and I've been with Mon a few times. Be like, check it out, she's getting changed again. And stuff,
I mean, can I say that's another part of this story that it's very, very convenient for you that you've kind of got sign off from your wife for this behavior.
Well, not sign off, but it's like it's coming to me. Like, what?
Oh yeah,
do?
No, she hates it. She's furious about it.
Stop. If she walking. Wasn't in the story, it would
she's walking equally as slow, just in between Jerry and the window,
trying to block. She keeps buying like enormous pot plants.
That's what the chair's
every
for.
Every time you go out to like hold in between Jared's eye line and this.
That's what the chair's woman. For to stand on and look over her.
Yeah. She's playing Strongman D. She's just in front of you.
That's why you know about the TV. It's you're like, wow, look at that woman. And she's like, yeah, but the TV's a bit too big, don't you reckon? Pretty dumb size of TV.
What should be in a living room.
Jerry's like, yeah, that'd hurt her back. Surely.
Oh, I can't wait for you guys to come over and see the TV. You're gonna flip. She might not be there, but the TV is like
okay.
fucking crazy big.
How? So she's naked?
A lot of the time, she'll be either getting changed or in her like undies. Yeah,
come on, Tom, help me out.
That's
here.
Just not can't be the case.
Yeah, so either, where like, God?
Either God has chosen you to be the luckiest boy in the world, or you're walking. Top,
I've been
like,
telling
heaps.
You, I've been telling you, I'm special since the day we
you're
met.
You're saying most times you walk past, she's been changing.
Like a lot of times, because like she'll just be like lying on her bed. So,
but what can you hang on? Rack news into her bed?
She just leaves the blinds wide open.
Okay.
So again, Your Honour.
Yeah. Well, look, like, I think, you know, I think morally speaking, you're allowed to, and when you walk
don't
past.
Don't bring morals into this.
No, that is what's, that
it's
is
on display.
No, the morals is the question because there's no law against this.
Yep.
But there is.
Thank you.
Morally, you shouldn't be standing there staring through into someone's private
that's
space.
That's what I'm saying, but if I'm exactly. always moving.
Yeah.
And I just happened to
look.
Cast,
it is, yeah.
Oh, is that Breaking Bad? Oh, wow. A pair of big tits as well. That's all right.
You know the TV show. Dude, yeah, so you have that as an excuse.
It's like
my interest was originally piqued by it being season 3.
It's like seeing
actually
IMAX.
One of the most captivating seasons I found.
It's like looking at IMAX. It's like huge. It's like bigger than the fucking wall when you're looking at
you. You keep talking about the TV. Yeah. Like anyone gives a shit about that.
I kept thinking, I was like, right up your alley, this lady. Always
right up my alley?
Always watching TV.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of got...
That actually made me think,
got me barred up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Pretty funny. I don't know. I haven't. I've built quite the life for her in my mind, and I think she works part time. She's got a bunch of young friends there. They're just chilling in their first apartment, like by the beach or whatever. Yeah, but she's just always watching TV, like all the time. Which is like so funny to me.
Pretend to be interested in the activities that she's doing. The level of self delusion.
She's going to have two sets of curtains up. So
absolutely fascinated by the decor and the site. It must be, yeah. I wonder what she does for her part.
What is that, an LG? A Sony?
La-dee-da.
I thought that was a good one.
What's the rest of the room look like? Like, is there fairy lights?
Nah, there's white bed sheets, mirrored.
Okay.
Mirrored.
Was she staying in a bunk bed? Like, how do you see it over the windowsill?
I can just see, like...
Because you're elevated.
Because I'm elevated. So her bed is, like, just behind.
Oh, this is bad.
No, it's fine.
Because I'm elevated. So she can't see you looking.
If I was a sniper, I reckon I got a few kill shots in there. I'd just go, whack.
Yeah, you're not moving the whole time. If you're elevated and she can't see her, you've had a couple of fucking hammy cramps on the way up the stairs, I reckon.
Nah.
Easily.
I'm telling you, I'm always moving. But it's just something. It's
how
just
many
like
times
little...
are you pretending you've rolled an ankle coming down the stairs and being like, oh, I better stretch it out here.
But once
on the windowsill.
Once when I was walking with my wife, I go, oh, check it out, big tits is out again, like that. And then like a day later, I came up and the blinds were closed.
Jesus Christ! Yeah,
so I was like, can't... she might have heard that, but then maybe she just shut the blinds.
What do you mean heard? I thought she was like a building away. Or something.
Yeah, but it's not that far. Like I can hear.
You shouted.
Yeah. I didn't shout it, but I was like, she could have just closed the blinds. But it's also like, it'd be like from me to, I guess, the desk out there away. Like you can hear shit. Like I hear babies crying in the next building all the time. So it's like that kind of sound.
Anyway, so having a baby's been good.
Yeah.
I had a lot of time on my hands. It has been real good.
Yeah, you've really, really recommend
having
it's a child.
I had that story like months ago, but I was wait till Peeping Tom comes on to tell it, you know. Get his expert opinion.
Yeah, free legal advice, I'd call it.
Yeah. Been quite good to me with that over the years. I appreciate it.
I've never advised him about anything in relation to this kind of thing.
Sure. Tap twice. So that's what's been going on with me. What's been going on with you?
Just been working on this show. So, nice.
Can you say what the show is?
That's got a working title at the moment. It's for ABC Indigenous. It'll be airing. When is it? Reconciliation Week. So I think it lines like our lead-in show is the return episode of Gruen, which I always thought was kind of like poetic.
Oh yeah,
leaving advertising. Gruen is the lead-in.
Love it.
But it's like
that is cool.
Sports and comedy. It's a special, so it's like only 1.5 hour.
Nice.
So, man, how many people get to make their own TV show?
Yeah, man, we're getting an aired pilot, more or less.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been nice. So, myself, sick. Craig Anderson, and AJ Williams.
Beautiful.
From ABC Indigenous are putting it together.
Fuck yeah.
It's,
so you'll be going to ground for that pretty soon.
Yeah, I got to like start flying out to places and shit. Like,
fucking
it's
awesome.
Pretty crazy. Like, you go through my phone and the amount of like Australian cricketers, like personal numbers are just on there. Like,
really?
Like I'm just sending I mean, it's probably okay to
did
say.
Did you come across Wendell Saylor's number?
Oh, we could probably
get it. He played rugby league.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but if you're in those circles, I'd love to meet that guy.
I mean, sure.
He's massive.
Yeah.
He's such a fucking big dude.
He's a bit of a larrikin, you know?
It's pretty wild to be like, holy shit, get her! Calling me after I send him a message, you know? And like, what do I say? Like, I had to call...
Get her!
Has he still got hair?
Don't know.
I think he was going bald.
More classic Jared. He's just always got his eye on how big the TVs are and whether guys are bald yet.
Well, it's because he's got that elevated view. So he can get a good look at
up there in the castle. Looking for the fried egg spots.
That was probably the most starstruck I got. So like, I called him.
Was he nice?
Yeah, he's lovely. And was like,
get her.
He's like, hello. Sorry, this is an actual call. I'm sorry, this isn't just some stranger. Like,
you
referred
to me a little boy.
Yeah. Like, holy shit,
get her.
You're on, mate. Who's this?
Fucking hell.
But yeah,
it's exciting. But
yeah, it's gonna be a big, really big show.
This is the end of an era, guys.
Yeah,
I know. We're just in.
I had a name tag when we started this.
Like, we're in different places, you know.
Comedy store uniform.
Totally.
I'm a married.
What have been your favourite moments?
Favourite moments? Well, Mr. Parkinson. I don't know. I was thinking about this is something that's making me laugh. Do you remember when we were in my lounge room and we bought headphones? But you already had headphones. So you're like, I don't want to buy headphones. And they're like,
I've already got some.
Yeah. But the cable was like a meter long. So Duggan is always like hunched like with his neck like that next to the Zoom recorder.
I had to be the closest to the thing.
You got the shortest headphone.
Right next to the Zoom.
Like
Zoom
always like cranking his neck forward.
It's
like,
more difficult to riff while diagonal, guys.
And they were shitty headphones. They were like $15, but you're like, I've got headphones.
Yeah, well, I was fucking broke, Doc.
Yeah, I know. Mm. But I was that was making
I paid
laugh.
For I paid for you guys' ones anyway.
Yeah, we all paid, like, we all put in money.
Yeah, but
for
I brought my own, and then I was like, wait, did I just pay for the headphones? And you guys just went, yeah.
That was making me laugh. That was one of my funny moments.
I still stand by the Mystery Van episode that we did, the recap on in the haunted house. I still stand by it. It's a fucking interesting episode.
What was it?
We were doing like
that was maybe the worst episode.
Over Christmas break.
Look, is it a fan favorite? Definitely not.
Absolutely not.
Mm. I got a few personal messages being like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, it was a bit of fun.
I loved
you
it.
Went to a haunted house?
No.
Yeah, people do clips episodes. They just play clips from the show. We did that, but we recorded our own Scooby-Doo mystery where we're like, we're in a car and it breaks down. And it goes,
yeah. We had to stay in a
that
haunted
house. That is so different from the normal vibe of this podcast.
Yeah.
That is such a link. I respect it.
Yeah, that's give it brave. A
wait, that's you think we're not a couple of drama brave. Kids still?
Yeah, you guys who do weird, nonsensical rants on the Facebook group. Have you made a creative leap in your lives? Like, yeah. You fucking assholes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was good. It's weird to do more work for an episode that's normally to save you work. Where you're like, let's put a clip episode out so we don't have to do a record. And then we end up having to do like way more work. I think it's going to be like 2 days to edit. There's like, do you remember when this happened? It's like,
just a clip with Cambo in it.
Remember when we met Dingo Duggan?
What if the mug off met Scooby-Doo? A thought I've never had in my life.
Yeah, well, it's there for you now, all on the feed.
Well, if this was still the glories of Hanna-Barbera, we would do an episode of Scooby-Doo. Like, they'd be on Mug Off Mountain.
What about you, Duggan?
I'm just remembering now that one of the times you were on and I was in Brisbane and I had COVID and everyone was shirtless except for you.
Yeah.
I was like in my parents' house and I was just like, fuck, it's hot here. Turns out I had a fever.
Yep. I don't think we knew that you had COVID at the time.
I didn't know I had COVID but at I do the remember time. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been at my parents' house around my dad who just recently had a stroke.
Holy. Thank God. Okay, so that's the highlight.
In hindsight, it was quite dangerous to be there, but I just thought I was hungover and it was hot in Brisbane, but I had a fever.
I remember the dynamic emerging of ridiculing you because you weren't in the room, which I remember enjoying. And I didn't see it as me being the only one with my shirt on. I saw myself as being one of most people with their shirts on. In an appropriate way, and three people had their shirts off.
Well, it is an audio medium.
Yeah,
so true. If we didn't bring it up consistently throughout the episode, no one would have known.
I refuse to derobe.
Yeah. Not anymore, bud, huh? Getting staunch out there.
Yeah, he came over to mine. Him, guys. Not seeing many nipples today.
Should we do a shirtless one now?
Oh, God.
For old time's sake? Yeah,
I stumble into being in the same situation again.
I'm going to keep my shirt on with you this time, brother.
Me too.
Yeah, the lights are a tad bright.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What about this? I was at work this week. Delivering chairs, things are going pretty well. Was delivering this chair, walked it up the stairs, right? As I'm walking this chair up the stairs, the base of it kind of spun and got tangled like and wrapped my shorts up. So I was like holding it underneath and then this was tangled around my shorts and I couldn't reach it with one arm without dropping the chair. And as I lowered the chair, it was dacking me. So I was like,
the guy's getting bullied by inanimate objects.
I was standing out the front of this business that I'm delivering a chair to, and it's just clear glass windows. And I was there for ages just trying to get a hold of it. I'm trying to fucking.
You're there being like, no, I don't like it.
I can't just.
You're
like,
bullying me.
I can't just put it down. I'm really struggling to like try and get a different grip on it because if I drop it, it's going to dack me quickly.
Fuck.
How and am I the creep? This guy's dropping trowel in the middle of the street in the glass window.
This is in North Sydney. There's just guys in suits walking around me. Some guy walks past me and I'm stuck there and I'm like, I just went, this is a problem I haven't had before. And he just goes like, what the fuck are you talking about? Walk past me. I eventually got, I'm just standing there laughing like a psycho, just holding this chair, look like I'm rooting it. Trying to get a different grip on it, trying not to drop it. I walk in and the girl, like these two women in there have made no attempt to like, hey, what are you doing?
No attempt to what?
Like it just, what is going on? Why are you just standing there laughing and struggling with the chair? But I walk in and she was just kind of laughing. I was like, you saw that whole thing, didn't you? Because I'm like lowering the chair and it's pulling my pants down. Like, this is crazy.
Did she see it? Did she was like...
She 100% would have seen it. She didn't acknowledge say anything.
It, acknowledge it. Good move by her, I guess.
Yeah, God bless her.
It doesn't sound like the kind of situation I would want to involve myself in.
Yeah. And I saw Jared walking past me real slowly.
Did that guy with three-quarter pants just drop trowel?
Monica, look at those fucking giant... Oh, it's just cheeks.
Look at his phone, though. Samsung G3. Oh, a bit big for his pockets. That's where my focus lies.
It's crazy. Went into fucking Bankstown Courthouse today, again, to drop off a chair. And this dude, he was you fucking...
Like, you do look like most guys in Bankstown Courthouse.
Man, that's the worst excuse ever.
That is exactly
coming
where
out
this,
the courthouse politicians.
That's exactly where the story is going. Oh, fucking the sheriff guy, which is just court cops. He was fucking really eyeballing me, like really looking at me. I was like, dude, I'm working here too right now. This is fine. I haven't done nothing.
You like sitting down, mate?
Yeah. I'm about to make
your
day.
You don't want to be nice to me.
Yeah. Hey, brother, you're upright at the moment. Wait till this comes around the other side of the desk. he's like looking through me, but it's like typical cop behavior, you know, just trying to be intimidating. He's a big guy.
I'm here to deliver a lover. I'm in a chair.
And he said, he was like, have you been here before? And I was like, nah, I kind of like looked around, like, have I? Looked around and I was like, nah. And he goes, you kind of look familiar. And I was like, I look like everyone in this suburb. And he was just kind of like, yeah, all right. Just sorry for it. Got out. I was like, man, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
You are doing one of the jobs that you would get straight out of jail, but.
Yeah.
Like fucking chair delivery.
When I did,
I've had your job and I was.
Yeah. It was with a couple of ex-cons. They were We're like gonna.
Same when I was labouring.
I'm like, mate, if I see you carry anything more than half a box, we're all getting paid by the hour here. I'm gonna fucking sit you down. It's just like 21-year-old Yaz, like, yes, sir.
Yeah. Do they go deliberately slowly?
These guys did.
Yeah. What the hell?
They were like, stop trying to take the piss. We've got two jobs today. Like,
yeah.
You're gonna have this wrapped up in 40 minutes. We're all getting paid by the hour.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a lazy boss. Like when you get one, they're rare because they normally go under pretty quick. But when you get a guy, it's just like, fuck this. I used to work for a guy doing that. We took like the aircon system out of the Shangri-La Hotel.
Okay.
Like at night, so it was like, I think
is that part of the job or
a bank? It's like a heist job.
No, it was way worse. It was like taking out pipes for like the blackest shit that would probably kill me in a year. But I got Cambo in there for a bit as well. It was a good little payday.
Oh, was that the site he worked on?
Yeah, yeah. And he got bullied. Oh, yeah. And it was the first time I've been anywhere where I was funnier than him because he'd be like, oh, gloof, blah, blah, blah. And they'd just be like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? I was like, oh, mate.
Just and wait just, 11 just years like, and tune know. Into the Edinburgh Fringe Awards. And you'll get your comeuppance.
Man, I'm not getting one of them gay haircuts.
If you had a year, you still couldn't explain what the Edinburgh Fringe Awards would be to these guys. Mm. Like, they're just no fucking idea or care. But, yeah, we had to do that, and it was like the more days it went, the more he got paid or whatever. So it was just like, fucking take it easy, mate. Like, blah, 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 blah.
Chill out, dude.
Yeah, relax.
When I was at work today, this truck driver rocked up, and he was obsessed with making jokes about the Mardi Gras. he wouldn't stop. And it didn't get a laugh once, and he just kept going.
Can I try and guess some of them?
I don't reckon you'd get them. They were bad.
Yeah.
He was freestyling.
Oh, you wouldn't want to be behind any of these? Got any of that
and
shit?
That's pretty close. We were moving a chair that had, like, legs, like, you know, fucking like this, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, Oh, yeah, careful of that, mate. That'll be at the back of the fucking Mardi Gras floats tomorrow. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, who's gay here? The guy that walked up and went, I can fit that in my anus.
Hang on. Are you saying that your boss made a joke?
No, not my boss. Just some truck driver.
Okay, so some guy made a joke that the chairs were gay, and then an hour later you're caught having sex with one of the chairs.
Different days.
Oh, sure.
I did see him later talking to, because he wasn't getting anything from us, so he started talking to some other guy and he was doing a big company actor.
I mean, this guy's gay, like, for sure. All these guys
such
that are
such
like,
a closeted dude, big gut hanging out the bottom of his fluoro shirt.
Closets, chairs,
he also about chairs. He was talking about the cops in the parade and he's like, hey, be careful, you get shot. I've heard you'll either get a Magnum or a gay Tom.
Just silent.
He's talking about ice creams.
He's doing cerebral shit. I fell asleep at like 4 a.m. last night trying to come up with this thing and not a single guffaw.
Yeah, he just wouldn't go away.
I had a guy do that once and he was a delivery driver, spat out two in a row, both bombed, and then he came back and apologized for it. Like, just like stalkers, like that, you know, I wouldn't want to get behind this bloke. And then like, and then everyone went, and then another one, it was like, and then he goes, yeah, sorry about that, guys.
The self-awareness to do that is incredible.
And
that
he'd done the delivery. He went back to the car and he's going, nah, that's not, I've got to go.
That's not right. Yeah.
That is why, like, not laughing. I had that in an edit once where the editor guy was like, the first time I met him, a few jokes, I forget what, but basically like how many roots he got and like how easy the girls in a particular area were or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, right, okay. Like just giving, and then the next day he's like, man, sorry about yesterday. I was just trying to be cool. I think. And I'm like, okay, man, it's okay.
I was talking about it on, I think, last week's episode, the before, but I remember when I saw you Jedi mind trick. That, do you remember Red Hive and that guy was talking about how much pussy he got? And you just like Jedi mind tricked him into admitting that there was no girl and there was no fucking
hookup. With the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tom just kind of kept.
And you Googled the hotel.
I don't think we got. I think
no,
we,
I did, because you were like, it was a 4-star hotel Googled in Windsor.
I think
you got him all the way to.
I just asked a lot of questions. Yeah, and he was like, look, whatever, you know. Like,
you cross examined.
What have you guys been up to? Yeah, like, one of those. Like, you didn't do a full move.
Yeah, it wasn't a full one, but it was
like,
it was enough of like,
he abandoned the tale.
This is sad. You're just fucking.
Well, it's just all about acting curious enough to elicit answers, but not so curious that any other person around would think that you were friends. Distance yourself enough to be not involved, but embolden them to continue
keep going,
hanging themselves.
Hang themselves, yeah.
My brother was on doing a job because he was like, he's a sign painter, like a sign writer, and he was on a genie lift with this guy who was an older bloke, maybe in his 60s, I think, at the time, but he was like a subcontractor when my brother was doing his apprenticeship. So he's like, oh, I know this guy, like, he's an old mate. Excited to see him. They get on the genie lift, like the fucking cherry lift, go all the way up to like the top of this building to paint this wall. And this guy hasn't said a word to him. And then as soon as it like stops, like, they're like, all right, get the brushes out. And the guy just turns to him and is like, so have you fucked any anal whores lately? Oh, I realize she's like, I got to spend all day with this guy. Like, just
some of those guys.
You have an obligation to like flag that's the one. Like, you know what you're doing. You know that before that I could have been like, oh, no, I forgot something or something.
Yeah. I can fake a tummy ache now.
You've had that happen. And been like, you fucked any, and then like, no.
Ten stories up with the car.
No, I forgot a brush. Take me down. Just get in the car and drive off.
Some of those guys that are in the sun too long, but their brains just go to mush, you know.
I would argue a lot of them were mush before the sun.
Yeah, but it's not doing them any fucking favors.
Yeah, I mean, the sun just cooked the mush.
I know I've said it before, but I was working with a roofer. I just got stuck with him for the day. They're like, I had to go work with a guy. And worse than, have you got no anal whores lately? Yeah. He didn't say a word to me like for 7 out of the 8 hours, just like pointed at shit he wanted and stuff. And then he had the Makita on and it was playing Ricky Martin. And then he goes, fuck. He goes, do you know this fucking guy? He's not singing about a chick. He's singing about a bloke.
That's the only thing he said
to me. The first thing he said to me. And I was like, yeah, sounds like a fucking sexy bloke. But, you know, like, silence, back to silence.
Wait, you thought that was going to work?
Yeah, I thought I'd be like, oh, you know, fuck, he sounds like some bloke you're singing about, living La Vida Loca.
The first thing this guy says to you is something extremely homophobic. And you're like, I'll get it. I know it'll get him.
But like, it's not even, it's like he thought he was going to blow your mind with that. Like, yeah, we've been knowing Ricky Martin was gay for a while.
Yeah. It must have been mid-2000.
He thought you were going to be like, what the hell?
Get me off this roof.
I was imagining the lyrics of the song correlated with a very sexy woman.
And I've been singing these to my wife.
Me and my missus had our first dance to this song.
Fuck. Pull up your shirt. You've got to live and live. I mean,
what becomes of these cunts, you know?
I think they all just like commit suicide.
Hurry curry in the tab.
Kind of. Like they all just kind of like go off to
bet on a horse
to Darwin and then yeah, die on someone's
Darwin
property.
Is, I'm picturing is a few cirrhosis and with the a fucking pokey addiction.
Mm.
Yeah, fucking not great. I know a few guys that were getting in trouble wound up in Alice Springs.
It's a good town like
it
that.
It is where you go. Do you know anyone that's made the big run north?
To Darwin?
Mm.
No.
Yeah. You must hang out with some good people.
Yeah, you've never been on a job site, right, Tom?
No.
Yep.
No.
Sorry, that came off as a diss, but it, I didn't mean
it. No, it's
okay, good.
I'm actually never been more jealous of anyone in my life. Yeah.
No, I don't think. I haven't worked retail either.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I got a job.
I never did pubs.
I was a referee during a basketball referee.
That's a tough one.
High school. Got yelled at.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
By parents.
I've played with some guys who have shoved like a 16-year-old referee because they didn't get a foul call on Thursday afternoon in a high school gym. So, dude, what the hell, man?
Yeah, the worst were like dads screaming at you with under eights for not calling a travel. It's like, if I'm calling travels, we're not playing.
Yeah.
It's all travel. Like, I've got to draw the line in an arbitrary place. Yes, you're correct. It's arbitrary. But, like,
technical foul.
They're 7 years old. They suck.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Jack Phillips, would on the basketball teams we played, he would just have passive aggressive swipes at the ref for the whole game. Just like, oh, so that's not gonna be we're gonna call that as foul? Okay. Oh, no, all right. It was so fun.
That's the most annoying because you can't get back. Like, they get to say sassy stuff and you're just gonna be like, it was a correct call. But you want to be them. I actually had a homophobic encounter in basketball when I wasn't reffing, when I was playing. We were playing this team of they were known for being a bit aggro.
Mm.
And
kissing isn't a foul.
You think that's what? A loophole that I was exploiting? Lit first. That
was mine. Wait, is kissing a foul?
I think
surely
kissing
that's a foul, right?
Would be a foul.
Yeah.
Depends where, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kissing the lips. I think
on the
leaning
tummy.
In and doing a. Yeah, I think that would be. I think that's
untuck his jersey and kiss him on the tummy.
I think that's an unsportsmanlike. Two free throws and you get it at halfway.
Yeah. That's a flagrant two, right?
All right. If you don't kiss, what if you just blow a raspberry and they laugh? Then that's just...
Blow a raspberry on their tummy.
On their tummy, yeah.
Yeah, similar.
I got kicked out. That's
just non-consensual raspberry.
Is that because you...
I said they laugh.
You initiated the contact? Is that why?
I'd say it's just inappropriate behaviour.
I got kicked out of the game for a flagrant...
It's not basketball. It's not a basketball play.
Okay, all right. Well, we're learning.
You got kicked out?
Yeah, I got turf for a flagrant 69.
Wow, that's way bigger than a flagrant
yeah,
two.
Yeah, he came, I didn't.
Were you upside down or were you right side up?
Oh, no, I pushed him down.
You lifted him up and pushed him down?
That Tom, was, is that a jump ball?
It was the opposing coach. Wasn't even on the court, lady on the bench.
So I'm guessing a 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
You spun him like
he was
180.
He was riding a teak. So I was riding him.
I'm looking at the rules. Weirdly enough, this is all playoff. Yeah.
There's nothing in here, man.
There's actually nothing in here about it.
Unless the ref.
Good, because if there was, I would be concerned.
This has happened before. And we're going to have to make a rule.
They've overthought this.
No 69ing the opposing coach.
So I was playing and defending this guy and I go to reach. He had the ball. I go to, he kind of went past me. I reached to try and get a steal. And touched his dick. Accidentally. I just went for a full
squirrel grip.
Play.
Yep.
And I didn't touch. I mean, I didn't grab or anything. But I remember feeling like, oh, that was his guy. And he was the biggest guy on their team and he was fuming.
Really?
And he was like, started yelling the F slur at me.
Whoa.
Boom. He's like,
shouldn't have spat on your hand before you touched it.
Yeah, you were playing against Tim Hardaway?
So they're all, and then the, I mean, his team were like holding him back, and then my team were like doing nothing.
Pushing him forward. Yeah. Kill him.
They're all like me, they've got no idea what to do. But thankfully his team made sure he didn't bash me or anything. But he was like pierced and like full, like you're gay and you were trying to touch my penis. And I remember being like, I don't want to stop flattering yourself. Yeah. And then he went, flatten me? Oh, fucking flatten you. Oh. And I'm like, I didn't say flatten. This man was
coming. Don't introduce words he's never heard before. Yeah.
He's already
don't
mad.
Flatter yourself is not a phrase you often hear muttered on a basketball court.
Well, he's saying I'm like so desperate to have sex with him that I'm like trying to touch his cock as part of in the game. Like,
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
dude. Like, yeah, I put on these basketball shorts and this jersey, laced up my basketball shoes just so I get a swipe at your cock.
Yeah, just a little, like a little touch, and I'm like, I'm gonna go home all happy.
Now,
yeah,
let's check ball and play.
I saw you licking your lips in the layup long.
So anyway, he calmed down, but then we kept playing, and I remember being like real, like complaining to the ref, being like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is like, get this guy out of here.
Yeah.
Well, you can't, this guy's like screaming, like, what if I was gay? Like, you can't just like an accidental cock, and then you're like screaming.
You can't touch a fella's cock by accident.
Exactly.
It's like hell.
It's part of the game. Wear a box if you're so scared.
Yeah. Codpiece or something. Yeah,
exactly. But then
it'd be funny if you had one of those chastity things on. He thought you were trying to pick the lock.
But then it actually ended up all right because he was like a pretty good player, but was just scared of me the whole time because he thought I was going to touch his cock. So I wouldn't make an effort to defend him. And he was really big and like I was mucking him. And like I had no chance with him in the post because he was bigger and he just backed me down. But he wouldn't back me down because my hands were all. So he was taking all these shots from like 3-point line staff, couldn't shoot.
Breaking them.
Like, his homophobia ruined his.
You're moaning every time he's posting up?
Look, I was like hands down. Yeah. Like,
you know, ooh, puppy.
Anything could happen if you come past here, mate. Yeah.
Coming out of timeouts, you're like, oh God, big man. All right, who's got big man? I got him. I got him.
I stayed on him.
Fuck. I remember when I was like 15, I was playing in like Div 3 fucking outdoor football for Wilberforce Warriors. Our logo was just a black fella with a spear like that. And I'm like, yeah, fucking come get it. But we played St. Clair and we got into a fight with them like pretty much every time we played them. And then this guy that I know, Chris, I won't use his last name, we went to play there one time and he goes, check it out. And in his board shorts, he had a knife. I was like, you're bringing a knife to a fucking football game?
What,
like,
on the field?
He wouldn't wear the soccer shorts. He would wear board shorts that were the same color. And he snuck a knife in there. And
you're like, wait, if you're here, where's your fucking surf cone? Like, you have to cut that out of your board shorts.
You had to get a knife. This is the same guy.
Didn't that knife block at home?
Yeah. Well, I was like 15. I was like,
it's a classic mix-up. It's like, as he's stabbing you, it's like, where's this guy? Like, you got surf gun. It's gonna have a rough day on the waves tomorrow. This idiot.
Mum's at home trying to cut the carrots with a surf gun.
No, he's brought it here to kill you.
But I was like, gee whiz, mister. I think that might be a bit much. Like, I was like 15. He was already out of school. He'd been kicked out of school. He was already in building sites and stuff. This is the same guy that he fucked his back jumping into the river, like off like a 12-meter jump into the river, and then just showed up to work as a brickies labourer on Monday, picked a barrow up, went, oh, my back, and just went down on compo for 6 months.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, but he had to like feign being okay with like a serious back injury.
In the interview?
He already had the job, but if he just fucked his back on the weekend, who cares? Yeah. Like, you're just in trouble.
Totally.
So he had to like make it to work.
How's the weekend? It was great. Can't wait to get to work.
What's on it for today, mate? Don't worry about the toolbox talk. Let's just go.
Yeah. I want to get straight into the big stuff. What's the heaviest shit around here? I'm ready right now.
Hand it to me.
Is this my bar? I'll pick it up.
He's in Darwin right now.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, he's in Darwin.
Keep one in Chris, if that is your real name.
It is. But yeah. Good on you. Good on you, mate. Yeah. What a time to be alive, huh? End of a fucking era.
I was leaving the office today, coming down from the floor. It's usually a straight run to the ground floor from level 5 where I'm at. And Liftoff's at level 3. I'm like, all right, what's going on here?
What do you mean usually a straight run?
What's usually a straight run? Well, you know, I'm grinding, so, you know, I'm like fucking, no one's interrupting.
Usually no one's there.
Yeah, you just get five straight to G, I'm out of there.
I take it all back.
Doors open up. I'm like, fuck, gotta take a step out. I'm in autopilot. In walks this big cunt. I'm like, fuck, hang on. Ian Thorpe in my lift.
No way.
Yeah, got a good size look at Ian Thorpe today.
That's crazy.
How big is he?
Fuck, he's like maybe a little bit taller than me.
Is he bald?
No.
That is interesting.
Great head of hair.
That is very accidentally brushed him on the top.
I was like, let's play, let's just like run man defense right now.
Started boxing him out real hard.
But it just reminded me of Thorpey's Angels, that show. Yeah. I wanted to ask him about it, but didn't think it was appropriate.
You know, I did an episode of my podcast in this same building a few days ago, and Chris Minns, the premier, was being interviewed for Batuta and came out. And, I mean, I got introduced, shook his hand, didn't really have anything to say. But he was using the smaller studio. You guys are in the bigger studio than the premier. This is ridiculous.
That checks out.
Yeah. And that's why it's time to end it.
Yeah, dude, we're on top, dude.
We've gone, like, the come-up is all the fun. Once you make it, it's all shit, you know. Now the premier's there, we're here, you know.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's all the levels of decadence we've got to is just out of control. That's funny. I met when my sister had her baby, I went to the hospital to meet it, and Tony Abbott walked out of the fucking lift as I was walking in, and he was like saying something cheeky to his mate on the phone, like, yeah, fucking, like that. I was just listening. I was with Molly, like, Tony fucking Abbott. Like, it's wild.
What was that kind of doing, eating a placenta?
Yeah, trying to get some adrenal chrome. Yeah. He did look good. Maybe he's on the shit.
It's funny when they made him like the Indigenous envoy or whatever, and they sent him out to like communities and stuff. And like
Uncle Tony's
like trying to have like a press conference, but someone like some PR person's like, all right, get as many kids in there as well. Like, let's get the kids from the community. It looks better. And all the kids, like as he's trying to talk seriously and answer questions, kids are just like grabbing his ears.
They are big.
You're going to want to ingratiate these kids to those ears. If they're seeing the ears for the first time, they're going to react.
Reminds me of every uncle in Walgett I ever met, just like just grabbing my ears. Yeah. Got lovely ears, nephew. Thanks, Wayne.
I had the opposite with fucking drunk Irish uncles being like, you got a McGowan's ugly nose, and just grabbing my nose. I'm like, oh,
God.
Don't tell me that. That's going to affect me.
Now a man can't compliment my looks or what I'm wearing now.
It's going to affect me in a big way. It's going to catch up to me in about 10 years' time.
Core memory.
Oh,
Jared, you have a beautiful nose.
Thank you, Tom. You're 10 years too late, sadly. Damage is done. Thanks, Uncle Frank.
I like to think I was still grabbing your nose at 20 cents.
To the family reunion.
10 years too late, 26 and grabbing your
nose. I want to go on record. I still hate you, Uncle Freddy. I hate you.
That is funny to like, you've got that like roasty kind of like fun relationship with your mate. And then as you grow up, you kind of roast each other. It's just part of the relationship. And you know you love each other. That's fine. And then they have a kid. And then you're like, oh, you love the kid too. And then you're like, oh, man, a normal kind of roasty relationship will probably just emerge with the kid. And you'll be like, oh, you got a little, you got your dad's nose and it sucks. And then the kid's like, I don't know about the roast relationship. All I'm hearing is my nose is ugly.
Hey, genius. I've only been on the planet for 5 years.
At least let him get a couple of cheap shots in first, you know. Yeah.
That's the ultimate fucking with your friend is like, I'm going to give your son severe nose issues. Yeah.
Fucking mental problems. So you got a big special out. We should talk about it. Pests on YouTube.
Yes,
I've watched it.
I've been pests.
Fantastic.
On YouTube. Yep. Give it a watch.
It's pretty crazy.
On 300 gorilla, everybody. Don't just look up Tom Cashman.
800 pound gorilla.
800, more than two times what you think.
Okay, sure.
2.5.
Nice of you to release it on your ex-wife's channel.
Two and two thirds.
Sorry, my bad. I forgot about it. Like, I didn't. But the four ants and all the crazy, not to fuck with it if you haven't seen it yet, but go watch it. But it's some pretty...
The four ants...
You were really like affecting policy for a minute there.
Oh, look, it was at the end of the day a very small thing. But it was, I suppose, an example of how a media kind of storm of like a thing can lead to, particularly when I think politicians are jumping on like a zeitgeisty thing. There were like actual politicians in ACT Parliament, like arguing about whether I meant it as a joke or not.
I quite like
which
the,
is pretty funny to watch. I don't Ron's think... like, it's a serious thing and we need to do it. And Ron's like, it was a gag. There's
so
a
what
quote
is that?
Like, so this man, he posted it to get laughs and to get views. That's all he wanted. I'm there watching like, yeah.
It did confirm one of my suspicions for a long time, but you're like whatever number of outlets ran with the story.
Mm.
So just for anyone who doesn't know, Tom... Me and Tom lived in a house.
Mm.
I left, and then you left a bit later.
Yes.
And then when you left, they took a photo of four ants that were on the kitchen table and said there's an ant infestation.
No, they said they asked for lots of stupid stuff. Okay. Like there was a chip in the kitchen thing. That was our fault, and they wanted money to put the chip. They wanted water, I think. And I think they – because we were there for ages. They wanted money for each key that we'd lost. It's like the key – they gave us so many keys. It's like
yeah, it was a crazy amount of keys.
Get new keys.
Yeah. Plus, we never locked the place anyway.
Yeah,
the door was always open.
They give you lots of little keys for the windows and stuff. It's like, yeah, we lost a few. Like, come on. And the charge for that was crazy. The vibe of it to me was like we're trying to get money for everything we can. And there was a $99 fee for pest extermination or whatever because they said that there was a pest problem. And I asked, like, what's the pest problem? I'm like, we didn't have a pest problem. We moved out at this stage, so we can't go look or anything.
We got rid of Jerry a while ago.
The big cockroach on level two moved out.
And
start his own nest.
They said, there's an ant problem. And I'm like, can you send through evidence of that? Because there weren't ants when I was there. And they sent through a photo of a close-up of the kitchen counter with four ants on the counter. And I'm like, that's not...
Well, three that are visible and one that's kind
of... Yeah, but like four, like that... You don't know what they're doing.
You had a better chance of four copies of the DVD Ants. Like that would have held up more in court, right?
Like, I'm like, we're waiving this fee. I'm gonna need to get eyes on more than four to give you $100 to get rid of them. Flick them now. They're right there in front of you. You're taking a photo. Drop the phone.
Have you got a magnifying glass on it? So yeah, and then you. Successfully was that I wasn't in the special, but because you went to court. I remember you asked me to come.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And I couldn't, but you,
totally.
You won the case.
Yeah, so we went to, which is a good thing to know, is that
if you go to tribunal, bond, you probably
was it NCAT.
Yeah, exactly. So it's it's not court. It's and tribunal is possible, but the first thing is you just have to I think it's called conciliation.
Mm.
There's a room in NCAT there's an equivalent in Victoria and stuff. Where it's just a place in the city with like a bunch of meeting rooms. Where, basically, this is my logic, the real estate agent has to come and meet you and negotiate, right? Every hour you're in there, the landlord is paying the real estate agent to be there.
Oh,
presumably.
Shit. Yeah. I never would have considered.
This wouldn't be part of the thing. Yeah. Even if it was part of the fee, the flat fee that the landlord was paying, then it's annoying the real estate agents because they're not getting more money for all this more work they're doing. So someone's annoyed that they're there in the first
place. Someone's picking up the bill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is already funny. Already you're winning
but
if you just waste their time.
Love to waste a Wednesday.
Did you keep them in there?
Yeah, well, I mean, often they're like, oh, we'll have to go to tribunal. I'm just replying being like, would love to. Like, can't stress how much free time I have. Like, you are at work and I'm not at work.
I work 10 minutes a night, maybe.
I'm having fun and you're not.
You guys should sign up to LinkedIn and look me up.
I am annoying. Concede. But we went in there and the other good thing to know about it actually is that there's tenants advisors in there. So if you can go and you can just chat. I think it's recorded, like audio recording. But it's just a meeting room and you just chat. And like already when they're there, the real estate agent, like pretty quickly, they're like, okay, you don't have to pay for the ants. Because it was a different guy, more senior person than the woman we were dealing with who insisted that four ants was evidence of more ants. I'm like, no, I don't think so. I'm just picturing if we get into that tribunal and you were holding up a photo of four, it's like, I don't think a judge is going 100. Like, I don't know anything about this area, but like, there's no way that's happening. But there's also people walking around popping in and being like, oh, the tenants, do you need any help? Like lawyers that just are public people.
Yeah.
And they can, and the other time that I did this, the guy helped me and told me stuff. So even if you don't know what you're doing, you can go in and then someone just helps you.
Like legal aid almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty good. So yeah, went in there and then I think we paid for the chip, but we didn't have to pay for the ants and stuff.
How much they charge you for the chip?
Forget. I think like 100 or something.
For
like
to move a chip.
Oh,
chip out of a
there was
kitchen
a chip
bench.
I thought you meant like a fucking French fry.
Doesn't that fall under like
$100 a move?
Hang on,
chip.
So I said that I reckon about 6 minutes ago. So this whole time you thought
But oh,
someone someone didn't have lunch. They're like, what's the story with this chip?
This is but you're talking about real estate agents.
All right, this is Chekhov's chip. He's introduced a chip, so it's going to come up at some point.
Tom would never have a
detail. I know this is coming
that
back
crazy
around.
Crazy in the story. And it's not come back.
I don't mean to ruin the special, but was a potato chip, right?
Well, it looks incredible too.
Yeah.
Like it looks really good. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Henry Stone.
Friend of the show, Henry Stone?
Friend of the show.
Henry Stone.
Yeah, it was great. Check it out.
Where did you record it?
Comedy Store.
Yeah. Sydney Comedy Store.
Your favorite.
Yeah.
Two shows. You got to do two.
Yeah. It was annoying because
I think Chen Baby did like five.
I think he did four. Yeah.
I mean, the more
you can do, the better.
Yeah.
But I think it just costs more money to do more.
Yeah.
But then the two was scary because I suppose I listened to a bunch of like podcasts with, you know, big comedians talking about like taping specials and stuff.
Mm.
And also like spoke to people about it. And like a thing that I heard multiple times was the second one. You're going to use mainly the second one because by the second one, you've just done it. You're going to be way more comfortable.
Yeah.
You're going to be way more relaxed. And I'm like, fine. Okay. Because you're shitting yourself. I'm fucking shitting myself filming this.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure. Like,
all this. Yeah, imagine if you just start sweating and bombing and like all these people have come, you've like organized for them to come film you and you're like, we're going to want to film
And plus sometimes
$10,000 worth of cameras.
Plus sometimes crowds, when they see like cameras around, they get a bit like, oh.
Totally,
like
100%. Oh, like imagine, exactly. So then first one, I'm like, throughout the first recording, it went well, but I was not comfortable at any point. I'm like aware I'm being filmed. You're kind of saying the words. I'd done a bunch of trial shows. It was well rehearsed at that stage.
Yeah.
But I wasn't present and I wasn't comfortable. And then in the break before the second show, I'm like,
Nine beers and a Dexy?
No, I didn't. Take your approach.
You would have nailed the first if you did.
But then I'm like, okay. Then I was more nervous because everyone I'd fucking heard talk about it was like, in the second one, you're going to be more comfortable. But now I'm not comfortable because I know the second one needs to be good because that's the one that everyone uses. So now I'm more nervous for the second one.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? And it was only when I got out in the second one and then you're there, you just are more comfortable. Your body is because you've just done it. But yeah, that was a head.
Same night or different nights?
Same night, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like
45 minutes afterwards.
Fuck. You'd feel a bit mental by the end of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a few references to some things that didn't happen in this show. But that's the thing.
So
the
Chad,
editing,
Chad's a job for the editor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Chad was second show.
Yeah, thank God for Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, the so like
I like
there's
that,
a few bits
because you know
I have,
people never do like any crowd work in a special. Yeah. I like it. You don't need to see the guy's fucking face to like for it to work. You know, like I don't know. I think more people should kind of.
I just did a little bit of it.
And yeah, not then, heaps, but just enough to be like, oh, he's in the room.
Yeah,
he's in a room. It's not just
totally. And with Chad, he was like a nice older guy who was in the crowd and was like said funny stuff. The first. I asked the same question of someone in the first row in the first show and that guy seized up, couldn't speak with anxiety. And I'm like, oh, okay, oh, no, that's okay, no worries, yeah, I'm nervous too. This is not good. Please, second show, we need a... So I'm like...
We need a hero.
Fella. Yeah. This guy's...
Can we keep the doors closed for 5 minutes, get a survey monkey going? Could you just ask a few questions at the bar of them?
Exactly. Who's good on camera here?
Fucking hell.
Come to my Melbourne show.
Yeah,
it's called It's Not Nothing.
We're at the end of the things. Plug your show, your Melbourne show.
Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah.
It's called It's Not Nothing.
Are you doing Melbourne this year?
I'm doing Melbourne, yeah. Come along to my Melbourne show. I'm in Adelaide in 2 weeks. Can we do a thing where everyone says something nice about each other or something?
Yeah. Thank you, boys.
Mm. Yeah, thanks. It's been fun.
What's it been? 4 years.
4 years. Yeah,
we started five, nearly. No, it's five. 5 years.
Started 5 years.
Yeah, 2019. We started
with a Zoom recorder. With like, first of all, I want to shout out the Skinny Years. They were probably the best years.
He's on my list.
All right, we got to shout out Skinner. Get the Nelly Loving Me instrumental going. I want to shout out Skinner.
The only man to be fired 3 times and keep showing up for work.
Still employed by us somehow. I love the man.
He rolls. Does he just has a dogged spirit or does he not know what fired means? We will never know.
Yeah, boys, I'm fired up too. It's funny how you left out the up part, but, you know, Guess we're all pretty excited about the changes the show's going to make.
He rules so much. He got us our first beer sponsorship of one case a month. Oh, no, sorry, one six-pack a month for four ad reads, I think, in an episode was the deal to get one six-pack.
I think your first one, you've just given birth to it, so you've got to hand that over to Pale Ale.
Fucking hell. Yeah, he rules, man. He was very instrumental in us getting the show together.
Yeah, he pitched maybe the sponsorship where he's like, this guy giving us some beer money, but he also wants to come on the show and talk. Like, you're going to dedicate 20 minutes to talking about the beer that we all have to split. We have to take it sip for sip.
I mean, no one takes
it. It was a six pack. I was like, there's four of us on the show.
Yeah, because he used our numbers.
So one guy doesn't get a second beer.
He got the, like, his fucking radio network. He got them a sponsorship, but
we were the only show doing downloads because I never told him this, but I have access to all the shows and what downloads they were getting. Most of them in the 10s and 20s.
I like how your problem with this is that you deserve the whole case. It's like, it's still not enough. It's still a bad arrangement for advertising.
Still a six pack for us, the three of us and the guests, yeah.
But I think a guy like that, if you look at like net positive in the world, he's hugely in the plus.
Oh, easily.
Like, of course. He's been so good to us. He genuinely loves
stuff happening.
Comedy. He runs all these rooms. He's always trying to help people out.
Yeah, he's saying that you're lowbrow. Like,
he thinks I'm dumb comedy and you're smart comedy. And
so he's correct.
So he knows a thing or two.
He's got his finger on the pulse.
I've got to move you. I've got to put Tom after you because it can't go. It's got to go dumb smart. It can't go two smarts in a row. Like, not even trying to be rude, just like telling me how it is.
Oh, man. You can't imagine, like, I'm just up there doing a spot. I come off, you're fuming. I'm like, what's going on? Just like that, I'm like, oh my God.
Wait for something better. Gotta move Sandbell and can't have two smarts in a row. You're dumb, he's smart. Can't have another smart comedian in a row, gotta move him. Like, why are you telling me this? I'm already off stage. Like,
have you thought about showing up to glasses at the next gig? Like maybe a briefcase?
Hold a textbook. Yeah. I've been reading.
Dr. Jerry McGowan, actually.
Yeah, fucking all those years were probably the most fun. We were just like putting our own money into it. And the world's worst producer.
Yeah. He wasn't even, we were like, man, are you running this through? Like, are you editing these? Are you listening to it? Like, I run through a program. like, so much of it was just an area mic.
A 100 decibel level, then back to a one. And like,
people are just fucking, scrolling around on their volume.
Yeah. But we should.
I've been listening the whole time, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you guys. In my ears as I walk around or go to a cafe or whatever.
That's very nice, Tom.
I have found you guys to be refreshingly authentic.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Thanks, man. And I think that's had like a positive effect on the comedy scene in Sydney, if not across Australia. I think it's also been a lovely platform for comedians to come on. Which has been beneficial to a lot of comedy people.
I like to think that. I like to think we gave people shots that probably wouldn't have. I never wanted it to be a show you couldn't get on or whatever. Like, I wanted it to be like, you know, like a Jackson Stewart or someone who just is funny.
I mean, don't name them.
Oh, I mean, it's just a guy coming up. Yeah, that you'd be like, you know, he might not be able to get on Rogan or whatever. But it's like, we'll have you, you know, you're a funny guy. Come on, you know.
Yeah.
That's sort of my ethos of it. And I have enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun. I've got a few people to thank. If that's cool. Because I don't want to fucking.
Yeah, I'd like all our listeners to kind of, you know, first of all, go on to listen to the other great pods out there. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Cashman and Taunton's one.
I guess our numbers are going to go up.
I hope so. It'd be like in Dune, you know, like when you die, like.
Your soul goes on to the next.
Yeah, they like steal your water.
Is that Ryan Reynolds film? Or?
No, that's Deadpool. Yeah, you guys should break the third wall a bit more. Like the fourth wall or whatever the fuck it's called. Like,
all right. You should start punching walls.
The third wall's just a wall.
The camera's attached to that.
The fourth wall is a concept between the performer and the audience. The third wall, that's just one of the walls.
Yeah, right. I guess that's why I didn't like Deadpool. I never got it. Who's he talking to?
The third wall's just chip balls.
He's talking to you.
He's got all these quips and no one gets to hear him.
It's like, he filmed this before. I'm in now. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, I just want to give a big shout out to all our Patreon subscribers. literally couldn't make the show without them. They paid for like fucking everything, but still do.
Thank you.
Still pay all the wages. Two in particular, big shout out to Jez and Lane. These dudes were like our top tier subscribers, giving us like $50 US a week.
Man.
None of them, neither of these guys are extremely wealthy. Jez has like fucking four kids, just like a building construction dude. Lane, I think, is working.
You hear that? Jez's kids? Big Christmas this year.
Jez's kids are coming out real nice on this.
Yeah. I'm not saying the guys
they're tap dancing right now listening to this in their beat up Tarago.
Well, I just appreciate it so much, you know, like especially Lane is like, he's working three jobs up in Toowoomba, you know, he's not like a fucking millionaire, but he's just, you know, loved the show and wanted to help and support us, and it did help and did support us. Huge shout out to Frankie.
Oh, man.
That one goes without saying.
Love you, Frankie.
Guy started a Mug Off FC fucking team in Cardiff, Wales, and, you know, I got to go play, so that was one of the coolest things I've ever got to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, the network. Diamantina, thanks for...
sorry, what was the name of the...
I can never say it.
It one more time.
Yeah, Diamantina?
Yeah.
Diamantina.
Diamantina.
Yeah, shout out to...
And, you know...
Stocksy and the boys.
Stocksy and the boys. Archie in particular. Just been a huge help to us.
Yeah.
You know, always helped us out. We needed advice and stuff. This next one's just a personal one. Paddy Lark and the boys. All these riffraff I met in Melbourne who came to my live show. All electricians running around Victoria. Fucking shit up. I love this guy so much. They came to my show. One of them had a broken rib that his brother gave him. And after talking to him for 10 minutes, I'm like, you deserve this. You're an absolute menace. But that's who I've always wanted to make the show for, guys like that. You know, like just fucking regular cool dudes. Obviously, Skinner, we've given him a big shout out. Jordan's been fucking instrumental.
Yeah, that's another podcast you guys could go to. All Things Footy.
All Things Footy is so sick.
Yeah. Feed 'em Bra.
Yeah, Doug and shout them out. They're okay, great. Tom's shit, obviously. Thanks so much for everything. Stay subscribed because I think I'll definitely do some sort of podcast in the future. I love the media.
Hear that, guys? Stay on the fucking Patreon. Jerry's going to have a self-help fucking podcast with himself.
Yeah, so I'm going to pause all the payments. But
don't take any of the financial advice.
If you like the show, you can get on the Patreon for $5. You can get all the audio episodes. I'm going to pause all the withdrawals. So if you just want to pay $5, you can get full 120 episode back catalog. Listen to that.
Yeah.
And check that out. And just thank you. I've appreciated everything. I've never taken it for granted. Every nice message I got, I always tried to reply to. Just thank you. Thanks
I'm
for listening.
I'm probably most proud of outliving Studio 10. I think that's our greatest achievement to slay the monster.
And you were getting this close to getting on it.
Fucking so close, like twice.
Yeah.
So close.
But this is, you know.
But Muggers got there in the end. Like,
yeah.
You know, Becky got on there.
We did get, in a way we did make it.
Yeah, shout out to Lucas.
Bluco.
She got us a shout out from the fucking.
That's a funny quote. If you want to go back and watch Yaz crying when he gets a shout out in the studio.
The show meant a lot to me, actually.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We won't catch you next week, but thanks for coming in, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for coming.
Come to my Melbourne show. Appreciate you all. Love you. Bye.
Bye. And enjoy all the tunes I've been putting at the back of them, like this classic from Van Morrison.
Are you going to play a Van Morrison song?
Yeah.
Okay. What about like? Yeah, whatever. Like I can fix it anyway. What? Stop thinking that I'm strange. Dead kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst or what is best. Do it.
didn't call.